CKNW Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. Southeast Texas is underwater, but officials say there are no deaths or serious injuries. Correspondent Janet Shamlian is in Houston.
Relentless floodwaters rising in Southeast Texas, even amid a break in the rain. But no rest for first responders.
This neighborhood has not seen the worst of it yet.
No, and that's the sad part.
We joined Harris County Sheriff deputies on an airboat, making rescues around the clock.
This is the worst I've seen, second only to Hurricane Harvey.
Lieutenant David Jasper says this neighborhood has been under a mandatory evacuation order for days, and yet we met people refusing to leave.
They could take you to a shelter.
No, ma'am, I got my truck over the other side of the street.
Virginia State Police have been clearing out a pro-Palestinian encampment in Charlottesville. CBS's Amanda Starantino.
Tensions escalating at the University of Virginia with state troopers in gas masks and riot gear making arrests. Protesters are removed as police dismantle the encampment by force. An emergency alert posted by security calls the protest unlawful.
CBS's Remy Innocencio reports Israel still plans to invade the Hamas stronghold of Rafah.
While the prime minister has doubled down on his invasion of Rafah that he wants with or without a deal, the White House says it still hasn't seen a comprehensive plan from Israel on just how it would protect civilians. And there are an estimated 1.4 million people taking refuge there. More than 34,000 people have been killed across Gaza so far. That's according to its health ministry run by Hamas. And the death toll rose again today from yet another Israeli airstrike on Rafah.
It hardly seems like spring in the Sierra Nevada mountains. CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson.
Gust to 100 miles an hour in Mono County. That is around Mammoth. And then we're looking at wind gusts to 60, maybe even 80 miles an hour in the Lake Tahoe area. And then down towards Vegas could be seeing wind gusts as high as 60 miles an hour. So generally, east of the Sierra Crest and down into Nevada, we are seeing a whole lot of wind.
California restaurant owners are bracing for a ban on junk fees.
We know that consumers don't like service charges. We have heard that loud and clear.
Lori Thomas with the Golden Gate Restaurant Association says many of their members include the fees as a way of offsetting what's passed on to them. Things like city-mandated health coverage, kitchen appreciation fees have all found their way onto the bill. And although restaurants can roll them into menu prices, she doesn't think guests will like it.
I do think we all know that consumers are very sensitive.
David Welch for CBS News, San Francisco.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Good evening. Happy second hour of Max Inc. on Civic Media. Original local music from Wisconsin until midnight tonight. This hour of Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Weikert Realtors Lake Point. Let them open the door to your future home. Visit their office on Atwood Avenue or online at whitekirk-lakepoint.com. And by the Lazy Oaf Lounge, great handcrafted food, live music, karaoke, and trivia. Visit them today on Madison's northeast side. Get the whole menu and event calendar at lazyoaflounge.com. Got the double dip of the American Dead right now. Tell you about the show, the big sexy shows coming up at the end of the month for after this double dip. She calls everybody honey. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
hypnotized. These little white pills, I can stand my life, so I don't care. No, I don't care. These little white pills, and I'll fade fast. I'll be pale blue, and you'll be dressed in black, cause I couldn't care. Cause I wouldn't care.
Sync on Civic Media. We are local music with the American Dead and Little White Pills. Before that, she calls everybody honey, E-Dub.
Everybody. Boy, does she.
The American Dead, a classic band from Madison. They've been around for so many years. Of course, a couple of months ago, you know, we've been talking about that GoFundMe that all of you contributed to and made it possible. We raised over $5,000. Aaron from the American Dead, of course, was diagnosed with cancer, and the band and a bunch of Aaron's friends and family wanted to create a compilation album of all the music that he's been associated with over the years, which is quite a bit, actually, and they're going to name it the Big Sexy Compilation, and the release party is happening Memorial Day weekend, Saturday, May 25th, out of the Red Mouse in Cross Plains, Dub.
Man, what a great thing to do for somebody who's obviously made a huge impact on a lot of people's lives. And boy, is it good to see people come together and raise money for a good cause like that.
It's just like what Matt was talking about, not just on the north side, but the entire city of Madison and really the entire state of Wisconsin when it comes to the music scene. We stand together. We're one big community, and things like this just goes to prove that right there.
Yeah, too true, buddy.
I'm GBK here with E-Dub. He's filling in for Rocker and Terry Barr tonight. He's doing the job of two people. And he's rocking it with a beer.
I feel like I was always doing the job of two people, even when it was just you and me. I don't know why, but it always felt that way.
Well, you're so intelligent. You're so multifaceted. I mean, you can nail anything.
You know what? Stop it. But don't stop it. But stop it.
844-967-2789. 844-96-BARD. You could call or text us right from the Civic Media app. Tell us what's going on. Hey, who's this?
Hey, this is Greg calling from Waukesha.
Hey, Greg from Waukesha. How are you doing tonight?
I am doing good. How are you guys doing?
We're good, man. What's on your mind? What's going on?
Well, I was just thinking, I didn't know if anyone knew. So I used to be a promoter of younger musicians who played out live. And there seems to be a lot of, since COVID, a lot of the coffee shops and, you know, places where young people can play, I'm talking, you know, under 18, you know, right. 21 or over, that type of thing. I was just wondering where those places are nowadays. I have a few musicians who I'd like to promote and get back out into playing, but those open mic nights.
Yeah. You know, the lack of under or venues for underage kids to go to, it's sad. We need more. We need more places for kids to explore new music, to play new music, to become musicians for themselves. And they're tough to seek out, you know, underage venues. There are a lot of all ages shows like here in Madison. I can't speak specifically for Waukesha, but
I know there's not enough, but there are some all ages shows here in the Madison area, E-Dub.
Yeah, so I just did a little bit of Googling because it's one of my best friends, and I did find that High Noon Saloon actually does support under 18 shows. And I now that I'm thinking back to when my kids were younger, I do recall that. I'm not seeing any other places specifically, but that might be a place to start for you.
Appreciate your call tonight, Greg, calling from WAUK in Waukesha, 844-967-2789. You know, speaking of music news, Dub, there's some sad news out of Madison, Wisconsin, that FPC is pulling the plug on King Street Live.
Yeah, they just announced that, I think, yesterday, and they're saying the reason is due to production logistics and sourcing. But I also did see something that it had to do with date conflicts for vendors and touring artists, as well as various construction projects downtown. That's all coming from ibmadison.com and channel3000.com. I feel like you said you might have had some additional information about the logistics part of that.
Well, I just know last year, I know several music festivals here in Madison had trouble actually securing staging.
That's right, including Atwood Fest, one that's right. Near and dear to our heart.
Exactly. So, you know, that, you know, of course, COVID had a big impact on that. And
sure did.
The bounce back and the cost, the rising cost and of everything as far as staging and employing people to run the stages and stuff like that. So that's probably part of the reason. I'm only speculating, but you would think that would be part of the reason, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there's a lot of people that I think have been driven to alternatives / newer ways of making a living that don't coincide with the traditional jobs that we're used to thinking about.
Right.
Think more online sources. I think, you know, when we look at the fact that we have a much lower unemployment rate than we've had before, but also there's lots of industries where they're having difficulties employing people to take these jobs. I think that's probably where that's happening.
Well, the good argument, the other side of the argument, which is good, is people are realizing their worth and
yes.
They're demanding to get paid for that worth.
That's right. And also, if you want pictures of my toes, oh, wait a minute, I can't talk about that here.
844-967-2789. Call or text us from the Civic Media app. It's a big loss, though, because Live on King Street was, they've had so many good shows. They brought so many great regional artists in there.
Yeah.
And not to mention the excitement from the local music scene here in Madison itself to get on stage on King Street, play in front of thousands of people backing up to the Capitol.
Yeah, and if you take a look online, you will find lots of pictures of exactly what you're talking about, and just the picture itself is intoxicating. If you can ever think of a time where, not for you introverts out there, but for extroverts like us, where you were in a mass sea of people and everybody's just enjoying the same focal point, the same band, and how awesome that energy is. That's a real shame. They did mention something about a single act coming up. They were going to call it like Live on Queen Street. I'm not exactly sure what that's about, but you might look up more information on that if you want.
Live on Queen Street is the, I believe that's in June, celebrating LGBTQ musicians in the area, if I'm not mistaken.
That could be. They don't give any additional information on that.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Call or text us from the Civic Media app. We're talking about local music tonight. Speaking of which, Craig Bauman in the story is coming in, talking about Jam for Jam, a benefit to raise money for folks in Jamaica, man. Plus, we got music on the way from Jerry X. We'll do some Bird's Eye. Let's do that Bird's Eye right now, E-Dub. Let's get the booty moving. Craig Bauman just walked in. The place just got a lot cooler. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
I dare you. What do you mean, dare? A drink never hurt anybody, eh, Marty?
slammers out in Indiana. Hammer quick to battle random rappers. Leave a bandana, tear the track, jump off when it leak like a rabbit bladder. Drop bars heavy from the peak, need a fatter letter. When I rat a tat a rhyme that I rattle off, feel a shock to your spine like a cattle prod. Rough ride, but the leather in the saddle soft. Tough times, but you know we gotta set it off. Flow dope, every hood got a crack spot. Maxwell House rock, good to the last drop. That's why I kick the door in with a warrant. Everywhere they look dope, lines none boring. I'll never settle down till I settle up. Head rushing from the Moscow mules in the metal cup. Never had a problem sipping booze if his kettle wants to pour another round for the dude with the gold medal tongue. Stupid sayings, still never one to settle down and lame and skip stones through the Caymans. I'm rocking the aisles at every show I've ever thrown. Rappers jocking my style, pasting cuts while they copy the file. I've been rocking a while, quick to wipe away the cockiest smiles. I had a hard drive since I first heard Tribe. All love back then, now I catch the worst vibes. Hip hop now, it's nothing like it used to be. Forgive the scrutiny, but rappers seem confused to me. They focus on the crack rock. Me, I got my back flopped to the blacktop. See, the stars is my backdrop.
Why lie? We keep on waking me. Are you trying to come home? Why lie?
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. That is Jerry X. Name of the song is called White Light. That's a little older. It's from, was it 2014? Jerry X came to Wisconsin with Dano and
I remember
at the, what's that place up in Sturgeon Bay? The Holiday Music Motel.
Yes.
And did that thing up there.
So good.
And Jerry X, she was on our show at the Wisco. Remember that?
I do.
Fantastic vocalist. Jimmy K, E-Dub, hanging out with you on a Saturday night, broadcasting to the state of Wisconsin across the Civic Media Radio Network. We got Craig Bauman in the studio, man, from the Story and the People Brothers Band.
Don't look now, Jimmy, but he's right behind you.
I know. He's kind of creeping me out right now. Just a little, but I kind of like it, too.
I don't know.
He has a great benefit that he's going to talk about, helping the people down in Jamaica. And it's a great story. I think you're really going to enjoy it. That's coming up in just a couple of minutes. Eddie 8 Dynamite is on next hour. They have a brand new album. And, of course, Live in the Lair. No live in the Lair tonight. The Live in the Lair is pre-recorded from a couple of weeks ago. We're going to rebroadcast the Mascot Theory for
you. It was recorded live, Jimmy.
It was recorded live in front of a studio audience.
In the Lair.
Consisted of three people.
I like it.
I mean, what do you want from us?
I think it passes. Yeah. I think it passes.
It was a great performance, though. And of course, After Hours with Rob Roberts. But right now, it gives me such a humbling feeling to say it is time for eSports with E-Dub.
Thank you very much, Jimmy. The Milwaukee Brewers trailed 5-0 heading into the seventh inning, but scored 4 runs in the top of the inning. Then Cubs closer Hector Neris sealed the deal in the ninth inning to save the W for the Cubs, who sit one game behind the Crew in for first place in the National League Central. The teams play the rubber game of the series tomorrow afternoon at Wrigley Field. UW softball lost 6-5 earlier today to Maryland in the second game of their series. Shortstop Ava Kushak was 2-for-3 with their first home run of the season, and Bucky plays their final game of the series and the regular season tomorrow at Goodman Field before heading to the Big Ten tournament on Wednesday. Finally, the Pacers' McConnell and Obi Toppin complimented one another's play Thursday night, helping Indiana celebrate a series-clinching victory over the Milwaukee Bucks. Giannis Antetokounmpo never saw the floor in the series as he sat with a strained calf muscle and watch the Bucks struggle to generate offense. Indiana begins their second round matchup against the Knicks on Monday in New York. Jimmy, that was eSports. I'm E-Dub, and you're listening to Max Inc. on Civic Media.
Cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Spring has sprung. And if you're like me, spring cleaning takes on a whole new level. I don't just clean, I get up and find a new home. And for those that know that the Aaron Weber Group and MoveToMadison.com is the place to buy and sell your home. With listings updated every 15 minutes, easy and convenient virtual or in-person showings and meetings, the Aaron Weber Group should always spring to mind when you buy or sell. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber. MoveToMadison.com. More than a website, it helps you spring into action.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
I'm Ann.
And I'm Dave.
We're the hosts of Our House Concerts, and we've been presenting concerts in our 100-year-old bungalow and in our backyard on Madison's Near East Side for more than a decade. We recently hosted our 90th concert.
And we love supporting musicians and sharing music with our audiences. Come on over to Our House and join us for a house party with great friends, great music, and lots of cold beer.
Here's what's coming up this spring and summer in our backyard.
On Friday, May 10th, the bluegrass duo The Rough and Tumble rolls in from Nashville.
email us at annedave, A-N-N-E-D-A-V-E, at chorus.net, or text 608-335-7909 to reserve your seats and get all the info. See you at our house.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at fullmilebeercompany.com.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Bringing on back again. That's Craig Bauman and the Story on Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Hey, don't, D-Dub, you got a smart speaker at home, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, if you go to
I felt like you were just yelling at me right there for a second.
I am.
Okay.
If you go to your smart speaker and say, play WMDX.
Yeah.
You know what happens?
It'll play WMDX.
It's like magic, man.
I'm really smart,
Jimmy. You can also say, play WAUK in Waukesha.
Yeah.
You know what will happen then?
It will play WAUK. I'm picking up on a pattern here.
It's so, the wonders of modern technology blows me away. So any station across the Civic Media Radio Network, you can ask your smart speaker to play it.
Yeah.
And it happens. It's like magic.
I don't know what to tell you, buddy.
You know what else is magic? Craig Bauman. Because he has a story. And he's in a band called Craig Bauman and the Story. What's up, Craig? How you doing tonight?
What's up? Thanks for having me.
It is so wonderful to see you, man. I'm trying to remember the last time I physically saw you. And I think it was at Atwood Fest a couple of years ago.
Could be. Yeah.
Yeah, we were talking. I think it's been like 5 years, right?
Yeah.
Maybe 2019.
An interesting fact I didn't know about you, that you own a record store in Waukesha.
So it's not a record store. We were just talking, our other friend owns a record store.
Right.
I run a music instrument store.
And we do lessons
and rentals and repairs and all kinds of stuff.
Has our mutual friend been over to your place to talk about drums?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have any Les Pauls in stock?
A couple, yes. Come on by. People walk in the front door with all kinds of stuff, and as long as I can afford it, I buy whatever and try to turn it. And
yeah,
there it is. It's hanging on the wall. Come check it out.
What's the name of the store and where are you located?
Outpost Music, downtown Waukesha.
Right there on the square or in the downtown area?
Very near there, yep. Not too far from Vinyl Vault.
Down Main Street.
That you guys are referring to.
Yeah. You're just a couple blocks away from WAUK Studios, too.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, probably three blocks.
You should go there on a weekday, just pop in and say, hey, I'm Craig, I'm kind of a big deal. They'll love you. That'll be perfect.
I just have to chime in. A friend of mine, Sarah, is listening down in Janesville, and she's a huge fan of People Brothers bands.
Perfect.
She wanted a shout out.
Nice.
844-967-2789. If you want to put your two cents in, call or text us. We'd love to hear from you. So, Craig, you're here to talk about the Jam for Jam Music Camping Festival. That's coming up.
Yeah.
And it's actually, if I understand, it's a benefit show. Is that correct?
Correct.
And
yes.
Let's get the story behind the benefit store and behind Jam for Jam. It's really a cool story. I'm just going to let you take it from here.
Cool. Yeah. The festival itself, when we're able to come ahead on proceeds, we go to Jamaica, and we've always gone to Jamaica. Sometimes we've had to raise the money peripherally besides the festival, but we always try to do the festival to represent local culture, local music, local art, local crafts, and expose people to what it is that we do here regionally, locally, and internationally now, and bring the culture back. Jam for Jam Music Festival is not a reggae festival. It's not even a Jamaica festival by any means, but that's what happens to the money, and we just try to be transparent about that. When there's proceeds and all the bands get paid, and when there's proceeds, we take them and we take them to the hardware store in Jamaica. But yeah, I can go back to what you were referring to there. And basically, I graduated college in Platteville, Wisconsin in 2004. And at that point, I was just going to go to Jamaica. My parents had always gone to Jamaica on vacation. And I said, mm-hmm. Well, this year I'm going to come with you. And I booked a ticket. And at that point, they weren't able to join. They weren't able to get off work, actually.
Oh, man. What a
bummer.
And I
was like, wow, I have a ticket. It's just me. And which, you know, if it was just me going to, like, let's say Alabama or somewhere, I'd say, okay, that's fine. I could just go. But, like, to leave the country
right
on your own is definitely a not high risk, but
it's intimidating.
It's intimidating. Yeah, thanks. But that's kind of how I felt at the time. I'm like, wow, I have this ticket. Like, what am I going to do? And I don't know my way around down there. I've only heard stories of how this could go. So one of my middle-aged drinking buddies in Platteville said, well, I go there every year. And I'm like, no, what? No, you don't. Yeah, yeah. Me and these other cats, he starts pointing these guys out. I'm like, really? Really? Mm-hmm. Really unsuspecting characters, which is foolish for me to say in hindsight. But at that time, I'm like, really, all you guys go to Jamaica every year? And then it started to kind of make sense as to why they were hanging out on Wednesday nights listening to music, because they were all about the culture. So I ended up going to Jamaica with this mission trip from Platteville, Wisconsin, and saw what they were able to do and brought that back home. I had a really exceptional experience as a carpenter, as a person. I learned as much as I taught and brought some of that back, and people were feeling that vibe when I came back. And at that point we deviated from what they were doing and not so different, but we were able to separate ourselves from the church.
Mm. Branch out and do your own thing.
Right, and make it more art-centric, music-centric, culture-centric. Can we help this person? Should we help this person? Not so much, you know, they belong to a certain faction and we're going to help them for that reason. So Jam for Jam was founded and that launched the mission itself, and later came the festival to promote the idea of what we're doing here locally and regionally.
That's awesome stuff. And so the festival happens coming up soon. It's May 16 to 19 in Marshall. Tell us a little bit more about the fundraising and what's involved in the festival itself.
Yeah, so the festival has been going on for 15 years. So during that time, we've had hundreds of bands play. We've been in Marshall now for 5 years. It's coming up now in 2 weeks. I was just out there push mowing some tall grass, and my buddy was out there.
Is it on private property in Marshall?
It's at a tavern. The Barrel Inn.
The Barrel Inn.
Yeah, they're open every day all year long, which helps our cause. The place is well kept. So,
I think a member of our next guest actually lives in Marshall. Probably visits that place quite a bit. Deegan, I think he lives out in Marshall.
When he's not at Little America.
When
right?
he's not at Little
America. Yeah. Right. Right. Yeah, I mean, what else would you be up to?
So once again, Jam for Jam is happening Thursday, May 16th through the 19th in Marshall. Let's go back to Jamaica for a second, because I think this is a really important part, what you're raising money for. So basically you're raising money to help the people of Jamaica make repairs or actually build their living, their dwelling, their house, their castle, right?
Yeah, you got it. We're generally able to do about 3 to 5 or 6 projects in a mission, which would be 2 or 3 weeks in the middle of winter in Wisconsin, which is a nice relief for us. But we go there and we work hard in the hot weather. Yeah. And
what kind of things are you generally doing?
Mostly smaller, like shanty type dwellings. We used to do a lot of repairs, which were more dangerous for us to be involved in. So we decided to just do like more of a prefab kind of shanty type dwelling. But it's amazing how many people will move into like a 12 by 12 or a 12 yeah. by 16. And eventually that's a launch pad for something better. We just revisited a few where they had doubled the size of their dwelling on their own. So that's what
it's amazing when you give people a little bit what they can do with it, right?
Yeah, just a little push. That's what all they need sometimes.
So Craig Bobbin here from Craig Bobbin of the Story and the People Brothers Band, talking about helping the people in Jamaica and around this community as well. Also, the annual Jam for Jam Music Camping Festival happening Thursday, May 16th through Sunday, May 19th. I went to Jamaica for my honeymoon. Mrs. K and I, we were there, I think it was like 05, 06 or something like that. And, you know, we got the typical tourist package on the north coast of Jamaica, right? But we, included in our package, we had like a transportation, transportation package where we can go anywhere we wanted to. And one of the days we asked our driver, Lewis was his name, Lewis. It's like, we want to see something non-touristy. So he took us up in the mountains. And we actually had dinner with his family. And it was the best day of the trip. It really was. It was great. Talk about the people of Jamaica and what they think of what you're doing.
Oh, man. I've been humbled over and over and over and over again by the people of Jamaica. If they have nothing to give you, they'll go get you something. You know, the real people. There's always hustlers and hasslers yeah. everywhere in the world. We have that here in
we
the
have
city
more here.
And you know, anywhere. City. I'm a country boy, but it's everywhere. Everywhere
they're in the
you
country
go.
Too,
yeah,
though.
Man.
Yeah,
you
they
don't
are.
Get away from that.
But yeah.
The real people of Jamaica will do anything for you, and especially if they really know you're helping their neighbors.
Yeah.
We actually just flew to Jamaica. Jamaica, New York. We flew to Queens, New York for a recognition to receive an award for our 15 years of service in Porus, the town of Porus, Jamaica. We were recognized there. by people that used to live in that town and still visit that town as retired people. They go back and visit. But they went out of their way to recognize us and actually fly us in and put us up for a weekend and make sure that we knew that we were doing the right thing for their relatives and their friends and people that lived in their neighborhood. So
such a great story.
Oh, my gosh.
That's awesome. It's so humbling. It has to be so humbling. Yeah. If people wanted to get more information, maybe if they want to join your cause, come drive some nails down in Jamaica. How are you looking for people to help you? How can people get involved?
Yeah, it's all volunteer run. Unlike a lot of nonprofits, there's really no payroll. So
yeah.
I'm the CEO and I have a bunch of initials and other things that I have to abide by and do some paperwork here and there, but there's really no payroll happening. So yeah, it's all volunteer work. I've led missions down there and we've participated down there now for 18 years and we built over 200 houses with volunteer work, dozens and dozens of people, up to 15 people at a time that I'm managing down there. But if you ever want to go, we'll talk about it and see if that's a thing that is a viable thing for you, for us. You know, obviously it's got to be a positive impact. A lot of people say, I want to go to Jamaica. And it's like, make sure that you're down there for the right reasons.
Right.
That's all I can say about that. But JAMFOR, JAM.org, jamforjam.org.
Spelled out,
yeah.
Who are some of the feature artists that are going to be happening at the Jam for Jam Music and Camping Festival on May 16th through the 19th?
Well, we've got the local favorite People Brothers Band.
Who are they?
They only have one S in their name.
The People
it's
Brothers.
It's not People's Brothers Band?
Believe it or not. Oh. I'm the seventh or eighth member, depending on the night, depending who's playing fourth keyboard that night. Yeah. Lately, we've had Aaron Conkle on keys. Natty Nation's going to be playing at the Jam for Jam Festival.
Yeah.
So Thursday night, May 16th, will be Sugar Bush from Milwaukee, which is some really talented bluegrass artists from some bands, and so they're able to kind of side project Moonlight as Sugar Bush without playing the Pabst Theater or the Riverside or whatever else they're supposed to be doing on the weekend. We get them on a Thursday night, so don't miss that at all. Right after that is Natty Nation. That's our Thursday night. Bluegrass and reggae.
It's a nice combo.
Why not?
Yeah, it's going to be great. It's all about getting people up to shake their booty, right?
Right.
Dance to the music, have a good time. Craig, it's so nice to see you, man. Thank you so much for coming in and sharing the story. And thanks for your community service, not only just to the community here where you live, but also people 1,000 miles away in Jamaica. How cool is that?
Thanks for having me.
Yeah,
thanks, man, for allowing us to talk about this. And
have you been up in the mountains in Jamaica?
I've been everywhere. Yeah. From the center, from Kingston to the west. So next time I go, I want to get farther out into Portland. And people keep telling me how beautiful it is. But the whole island is beautiful.
It really is.
I've had great experiences everywhere.
It's like a rainforest in the middle of the island and up in the mountains.
Oh, my gosh. It's beautiful.
It's super awesome.
Yeah.
I want to get to Negril sometime. I've heard wonderful things about Negril. Sounds like a great place. Plus, on the southwest coast or southeast coast? Get some really cool sunsets there.
Yeah, we flew into Kingston southwest. This time. It was beautiful. It was the first time for me. 23 times there, I just flew into Kingston. And people talk many other things about Kingston, but just know that it's a very beautiful place. So
awesome.
Don't be afraid to explore.
We're playing some Craig Bauman in the story here. You got any new music coming up? We're working on some stuff?
I absolutely do. So be ready for that.
I'm ready. Are you ready?
I am. I really am.
I'm also ready, Jimmy. Not that you asked.
Not that I asked.
I'm overdue, so I'm ready.
Well, let's hear some of your older stuff here. This is a great album, too. You can pick it up right now on Spotify. Put it in your streaming list. This song is called Across the Pond. It's Craig Bauman in the story. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
One way I know. got Robert Palmer on the radio. Only one way to get there, one way I know. If I could skip across the pond, Skokie Way, kept on you tempting from state to state. Got Buffalo Gospel on the radio. Only one way to get there, one way I know. Talk about Concord Station, Pine Cone at night. Low dive bright, we got Rockin' Johnny on the radio. Only one way to get there, one way I know. I'm talking about the I-94 to the I-90. Put me with Nona, my other home. Got all my good friends on the radio. One way to get there, one way I know. If I could skip across the pond, be a wild way to get there, and this way I'm on. If I could skip across the pond, I'd be there.
Craig Bauman in the story on Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Once again, the 15th annual Jam for Jam Music Camping Festival is happening Thursday, May 16th through Sunday, May 19th in Marshall, Wisconsin. You can get all the details about the band lineup and the whole mission of Jam for Jam. It's all for you right now at jamforjam.org. That's jam, F-O-R, jam.org. And thanks to Craig Bauman and the story for coming in for tonight and telling us about everything. Of course, they got the story. He's also in the People Brothers Band. Hey, stick around. Coming up to kick off the 8 o'clock hour, we got a double dip of Bad Year pulling out the little punk rock a little early tonight, but that's okay because we got a little breaking news to tell you about that. Right now, Lay Me Down is Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Shadow.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Your forecast for you and your community. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. We love Wisconsin weather and tracking it to keep you updated whenever it changes. Listen for our weather-ready stories so you're always prepared on your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is Don Rosen. We're talking to local guests with lifestyle and important information for you. Weekday morning, 6 to 8 on 1400 AM, 99.9 FM and 98.1 FM. WRJN, hometown radio, refreshed.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
Don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.